Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. Hey guys, in today's episode, we caught up with Stanley Rosen of The Kise Company, one of the top real estate companies in the state of Florida. You guys do not want to miss. Stanley just dropped knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb in this interview. So make sure you've got your pens, paper ready. Let's dive in. Stanley, man, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
Thank you, Grant, for the invitation. This is my pleasure because what I love to do is to help people be successful and make sure that everybody reaches the top because the sky's the limit.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So tell us a little about yourself, you know, give us a little bit of backstory. How did you become the Stanley Rosen that you are today?
Well, basically, I was 20 years in the retail industry, working long hours in a very ground position from a warehouse stock boy all the way to a senior regional for a retailer that had 67 stores. And I managed 700 associates, and I always loved the commodity of retail and working with people. Now, that might be, you know, an oxymoron because retail is very tough because of the long hours, the holidays, etc. So what I saw was in 1998, I started seeing the digital world coming into place, technology getting stronger, things started to happening, and then it's 2000, and I became licensed in 1999. I work with the Kise Company out of South Florida, where you have 58 offices, and we do approximately $6.5 billion a year. Now, that is great as far as the company. But when I joined the Kise Company, the reason I joined the Kise Company is because it's a private company. Two brothers, a family operating this huge business. And the Kise Company is very strong, so I wanted to align myself with strength. What makes Kise a good addition to me, Stanley Rosen, is that they have offices all throughout Florida, and then they have the best relocation department and affiliations all around the world, globally. So our famous slogan, you know, when we do presentations and so forth, we're not only local, we are global. And it was very intelligent on behalf of the Pappas family that put this recipe together. So when I came in 1999, I met with the Pappas family. I sat down and I say, I want to leave the retail industry to manage in your company. They gave me an examination. I guess I must have flunked it or something. They said, Stan, you're not for management. What we gather from your examination is that you're going to be an incredible salesman. So at that point, I took it very serious and I said, okay, I've been in management, you know, for about 10 years out of my 20 years. Remember, I started as a stock boy, then I worked the floor, then I worked the holidays, then I was a manager, and then I was an area manager, district, regional, to senior VP for this company. So I said to myself, okay, I'm going to make a jump. I'm going to go from my retail business into real estate, which now is going to be granted by a commission check, not a biweekly or weekly check. So right there, it's an adjustment. Was it a scary jump? It was a scary jump. Was I young? I was 29 years old. Okay. So in 1999, when I sat down with the Pappas family and they told me that we feel you're going to be the best, I took it into consideration because the Kise Company has been around since 1926. And it has just jumped from generation to generation. So at that point, I said, okay, if you have, at that point, they only had 23 offices. And I said, I live in Miramar, Florida, and I want to be in an office that has a superstar. I want to emulate them. I want to be like that person. Who's your person? So rest in peace. There was an agent by the name of Jean Kachik. And I met her at the Westin office. They put me in Westin, Florida. And I picked my little cubby desk that was approximately 4 feet wide and 2 feet deep. And I sat right next to her office. My ears were always on satellite mode. And I got to meet her. I got to work with her. She took me on her appointments. She explained to me about the business. She told me what I had to do. But she always told me, I can tell you what to do, but if you don't do it, it ain't going to happen. It's not a free ride, Stan. So I jumped in. And in the first 9 months of the year, I did over $13 million at an average sale price of $350,000. And I was the rookie of the year for the Kai's company. The following year, I was the number one agent out of 3,000 agents company-wide, right after my rookie year. In 2003, I was blessed in this business to build it and work it, because if you love what you do, Grant, you'll never have to work again. And I love what I did. And my biggest competitor wasn't to beat any other agent or to be better than any other agent. My biggest competitor is the mirror. I look at myself and I reanalyze myself every day. You know why I reanalyze myself every day? Because every day is a different day. And that's the beautiful thing about our business. Every day is a different day. You meet people in different homes. You meet people at network events. You meet people at lunches. Wherever you go, like I met you, and I said, this guy's got energy. I like this Grant Weiss. When I met you at the Real Talk conference. So with that said, in 2003, my nerves, it's called the dark side of real estate. My nerves were out of control. I was at $21 million at the seventh month. I was by myself, no administrator, no assistants, and working to approximately 2 or 3 in the morning. And up the next day at 7:30 and back to the office. So I decided to incorporate myself as the Stanley Rosen Real Estate Group within the Kai's company, because now I have this local and global company along with what I'm building. So it was a perfect match. It was a perfect match. So I opened it up under sunbiz.org and brought in an assistant and one agent. I know different companies call them a listing agent, a buyer's agent. I call them an agent, because I don't believe in the theory that you're either a buyer's agent or you're a listing agent. I believe if you're going to master a business, you should master it all the way around. So I learned the buy side, the list side, the commercial side, the land side. It's all the same thing. It just has different technicalities. So when it came 2003, I started doing $30 million in 2004. 2005, which was a fictitious year because of the boom, we'll call it, I did over $50 million. And from there, I've just been growing and growing and growing. Now, what makes this so interesting, at this point of my career, year 19 going to year 20, I can only thank my administration and my business partners to where I am today. Nobody works for me. Everybody works with me. I'm very firm about that. I'm not the president. I'm not the CEO. I'm nothing but a regular partner in this group to continue to strive for success. And I want you to know that every day that I wake up, I feel blessed to be alive, blessed to be able to provide to my family, and blessed to be able to serve my team so that we can properly serve the public. Because we're not selling real estate, Grant. We are in the customer service business. In as much as my customers are important, my colleagues are number one to me as well. Because without my colleagues, I can't reach my success. Every agent needs to understand that the number one important factor in real estate are relationships. Number one, if you want to hear all three, they're very simple. One is relationships. Two is time management and organization. And three is pipeline. Unless it's cash, we get paid every 30 to 45 days. You have to sell or make an appointment every day because your bills don't stop. So your income shouldn't either. So now, people are watching all these TV shows on HGTV. I'm not going to mention them. They're watching how simple it is. It is not simple. It's tedious. It's not hard. It's tedious. Because when you work in the real estate business and you build that relationship with the other agent, and when you build a relationship with the buyer and the seller, you have to deal with an appraiser. You have to deal with an inspector. You have to deal with the title company. Then you close. Then you fund, then you win. So, for as great as I might be, I'm as good as my last sale. And at age 51, I consider myself a student for life. I do not know anything. Because whatever I know, it's like a computer. When you go buy a computer at the store, and you walk out that front door, they got a newer and better computer coming in the back door. You'll never, ever catch up. You can only try to keep up. But if you don't do that try, it ain't going to happen. Sad to say that in the regular corporate world, it's an 80-20 rule. I believe in South Florida, it's a 95-5. Everybody wants it fast. Everybody wants it easy. Millennials, you're depending on technology. Trying to take away the people conversation, the handshake, and the meet the people. That's what we have attributed this world in 2018 to. This world suffers from unemployment. Think about it, Grant. The technology has taken away cashiers at stores, poll workers, secretaries, etc. Now, I don't know it all. And I don't watch the news, and I don't read the paper. I don't care who's president. I don't care who's Republican, Democrat. I don't care who's independent. I only want the best for everyone. But they need to realize that they got to go and get it. In order to win it, you got to be in it. And if you're not, it ain't going to happen. So that's why there's different flip sides. Yes, there's different markets. Yes, there's different marketing ways. Yes, there's more successful people than others. But at the end of the day, Stanley Rosen, his group, and the way I nurture my group is to make sure that they treat other agents as well as their customers, as well as our customers, first class. It won't happen any other way. We have to respect the transaction in a circle. And let me tell you, when the industry understands that, and with agents grouped together and understand that, realtors will be around for life. Because right now, everybody's talking about everything going digital, everything going online, everything going in many different directions. But at the end of the day, there's always going to be room for human life. So there's some type of communication that's not via text or email. So, you know, I don't know if I derailed from the question, Grant.
No.
Telling you why I got in it and the passion. If you do not love what you do, get out.
Absolutely.
Don't blame the company. Don't blame the company you work for. And at the end of the day, you know, that's basically my that's from the inside, my heart straight to yours, Grant.
I appreciate that, brother. That's an excellent story, and we can all hear that passion inside your voice. I wrote a book while you were talking of questions that I came up with that I think we should ask so that our listeners can gain a little bit more insight into some of this. So if you don't mind, I'm going to jump down a couple rabbit holes here and ask you a few questions.
Go ahead.
So
you got it.
Go back to Gene. You know, you're talking about getting near one of the top producers, putting satellites on for ears and just listening and doing. How important do you think it is for anybody in this industry, not just new agents and not just rookies, not just people that are doing okay? How important do you think it is for anybody to have a mentor or a coach in this business to help them grow?
Well, this is my take on that. Okay, this is my take on that. I am using me, and then I'll tell you about what I feel in general. I'm a self-motivating individual. Remember, I do not know it all. I am a self-motivated individual that works approximately a day and a half ahead of schedule because of my time management and my organization and my delegation within my group.
And I would say it's your integrity as well, something you didn't mention.
But. Well, yeah, I mean, that integrity, I mean, that's all inclusive.
And the reason everything I say that, guys, inclusive. The reason I stopped him to say this is because, Stanley's a very, very busy guy. Called, 15 minutes before we recorded this podcast. He said, I'm swamped. He said, but I've got to record this podcast with you because I said that I would. I can't go a minute longer. I got to do what I said. So, well, the reason I call out integrity is because I think it's so important to have that mindset that Stanley has about even the littlest things that you tell yourself you're going to do and you tell other people you're going to do, you do them no matter what. And so I really appreciate and value that, Stanley. So
you have to execute, Grant. So getting back to the coaching, I think it's great. I mentor people as well. I train people for this company as well. Offices call me to come, and it doesn't matter if it's a competing office, I go to them also. And I share, because why? Not so much the great saying that sharing is caring. The more you help people, and the more you help people grow, and the more you help people strengthen their weaknesses, the more will come back to you. Not specifically from the people you help. It just happens. You see, a lot of people confuse me down here in South Florida, Grant. Stanley Rosen is arrogant. Really? Well, in translation, Stanley Rosen is very confident. There's a big difference. I have a lot of passion behind what I do. I like to see people succeed, and I raise and I applaud all my colleagues whenever they do something successful, whether it's through social media, whether it's pick up the phone, whether whatever it is, I applaud them. And that's the way we have to work this business, because we need one another. And where the mentoring and the coaching comes in, Grant, is that you can assist them in putting that in their daily routines. They say, what's to get a habit? It's 90 days, right? Is that what they say, to get in habit of something? I don't know.
It's 21
days. Before. 21 days. Okay, I went 90. 21 days. Ladies and gentlemen, on this podcast, I'm going to tell you something. Care for the agents that are around you, because they're going to have homes you need. And in return, they care for you because you're going to have homes they need. You see, it's not what you know. It's really who you know. And you've always heard that in the world. And I don't know if you notice how money attracts money, how success attracts other successful people. We need to implement that in our real estate industry so that we, as a group, as a company, as colleagues, we can work a better business. And it can be respected rather than dominated by a technology.
I like that. I like that. Something that you said a little bit ago as well is that you don't, nobody works for you. Everybody works with you. You have a very partner-driven culture. I got a couple questions right here. And the first is, have you always had that mindset, literally from day one, or did you start with maybe a different mindset and kind of grow into that? And then the second question on this is, how do you weed out people that don't fit within your culture?
Well, this is the thing. And I've had those speed bumps in my business. You can't avoid them. For as great as you are, for as great that you can, okay, you can't avoid that. The number one thing from day one, I said, when I build my group, I want everybody to feel that they're part of the group. I want people to be able, my agents, my family, which I call them my second family, I want them to be able to grow by using what I established, the foundation that I laid, the respect that I have for other agents, the respect that I have for the human being in general. I want them, my name's Stanley Rosen, you know, I ask them to put it on everything because guess what? I know a lot of agents and a lot of agents know me. And we're talking South Florida, ladies and gentlemen. I know this could be going all over the world, but at the end of the day, we're talking South Florida. But it's rewind and repeat wherever you're from. Nobody is better than anybody. Nobody dominates any area. We live in a free country, and our business is free to work where we want to work. Do not be scared if you think there's a mega agent in the area that you want to work. Everybody eats and breathes the same. We all have white bones. We're all the same. And the only reason they might be a so-called mega agent is because they've been in the business longer than you. And they got more rodeo runs than you do.
Yeah, that was a question.
But I will tell you this. Now, let me tell you this, Grant. This is very important. I am a non-competing broker on my team. And that shows you the care, love, and passion that I have for my group and how I respect them. In other words, if Grant is my brother, and Grant needs to sell his house, I need to assign it to somebody on the team. I get paid, but I don't make full commission. I share. Everything is share. And when you share a little, and you share a little, that little turns to a lot. People are very narrow-minded. I'm going to go work for a company that pays me 100%. Well, guess what? 100% of zero is zero. So I think the agents need to look at that also and pick a company that has a strong training base. Hire a coach or a mentor. Be like you want to be like somebody, because I always want to be like somebody. But at the end of the day, I compete with my mirror. And I say, today, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. And that's it. That's what's great about life. You get to reset every day. Had a bad day yesterday?
Is that simple formula to, you know, self-evolution, the constantly just looking in the mirror and saying, tomorrow's going to be better today than today was, or today is going to be better than yesterday, or I am going to be better than I was yesterday. How does Stanley evolve as the times come, as new tech comes, as new opportunities come? How do you face those things? Is it with the simple mindset?
It's been difficult for me. I'm 51. I do suffer clinically from ADD. I do take Adderall because my brain is like a buffet. I got 20 things cooking at the same time. I take 30 milligrams of Adderall, and that puts me in line. But at the end of the day, all this technology, what happens, Grant, technology is great. But what happens 30 days later, there's something greater. And then 30 days later, there's something better. And then 45 days, this is it. When I first started with the internet and all, oh no, I could put you at the top of Google, man. You could be number one. You could be the top of Google. So I would say to myself, this guy's going around selling me I could be number one on Google. And what about everybody else he's selling to? Is he telling them the same thing? And then I learned that it's by words and phrases, and you know, you're number one if you use Stanley Rosen is the best realtor in West End, and I don't know, keywords. I don't know, Grant. All I can tell you is that the second part of my team, the addition, I brought in millennials. Now I'm going to tell you about millennials. You want to give millennials a heart attack? Turn off your Wi-Fi for about 5 minutes. Turn your Wi-Fi off for 5 minutes. They collapse. I got my pad. I have my calendar that cost me $15 at Office Depot. I got stickies all over my desk. Shit, if my computer collapses, I got all my stuff. I can keep working. But if you keep seeing that loading, 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 it's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? What do we do now? Everybody panic, shut down the lights. We're closed for the day. Wi-Fi is down. Not Stan. I got old school and new school. I got millennials in my group. I got middle age, and I have over 60. I got all the areas covered for all different types of clientele. I have, you know, I mean, that is huge.
Did you go at it and just say, look, I'm going to bring in all these people and I'm going to be in every single market? Or did you build up divisions of your company over time? And then when the time is right, bring in.
Over time. Why? I never thought I was going to bring in.
This is a loaded question. I know the answer to this, but why? Why wait over time? Why not just do everything at once?
Well, you know, I mean, remember, I was running at 100 miles an hour. There's not enough hours on the day. Man, I'm sleeping and my wife is telling me I'm making deals in my sleep. You're right. Maybe I should have done it earlier, but better late than never. You understand? And I never thought I was going to have 22-year-olds on my team. But those 22-year-olds, I don't know. They bring the computer. They try, look, Stan, look what we're doing this. We're doing this and we're doing that. Look, I got right through my headphone, the dialer, the mojo, the hojo. They're on fire. They know how to do the technology. Stan, let me show you how to connect Facebook with Instagram and Instagram to Twitter and Twitter to Instagram. I don't know none of that.
Yeah.
It's like a mind, you know. I
was sorry to cut you off. I'm just saying, like, I think that, like, if you're a real estate agent, you're listening to this, you're a broker, you're a team leader, whatever, you got to understand that you can't do it all at once and you shouldn't. And that my question was loaded, like I kind of alluded to before I even asked it, but.
I did it in pieces.
Absolutely. It's the best way to do it. You should not go out and try and focus on fixing all your problems at once. You should find the biggest problem you have, fix it. And if it takes a year, if it takes five, good, then go focus on the next issue. And if you're building a business, I got so many people that we talk to. It's like, oh, I work with everybody. It's like, no, you don't. You work with nobody because your production's, you know, maybe a house every quarter. And then you look at the agents that niche down and focus on serving one specific type of client group, that dominate a marketplace. It's not everybody. I wrote a big email actually about this yesterday. It's not about, you know, dominating a market's not about literally dominating a market. In South Florida, how many transactions happen every single month, Stanley, every single month in South Florida, all brokerages, how many transactions probably go down?
Oh God. Thousands, man. I don't know.
Thousands. And there's,
you know,
no,
I mean,
there's no conceivable way that an agent, team, so on and so forth, can even do all of those transactions. So it's not about dominating a market. It's about creating a market and then dominating that. You do that through niche marketing. And just like Stanley's talking, when you talk about building a business and growing it, you got agents over 60, you got the millennials covered, you got the middle-aged guys. What he's saying, at least the way that I'm interpreting it, is he's literally got a niche carved out in his business. Even though, Stan, your business isn't necessarily selling houses anymore, it's facilitating the sale of houses through nurturing your agents, building your team, pouring into people. So you're building a business a slightly different way. You just have a slightly different customer, but you're still following some of those same rules of business, some of those same core principles of marketing, sales, leadership.
But the core is always there. The core is always there.
Absolutely.
There's for life, core is there. You understand? You know, I really don't understand why agents put, I'm a luxury realtor. I'm a mega realtor. I'm a this realtor. Let me tell you, if the mobile home has a land on it and it's not a land lease, I'm going to sell you a mobile home. If I have to sell you a $5 million house, I could do the same thing. The problem is there's a big misconception in this industry where they believe that an agent that specializes in luxury is only for luxury. But, you know, when you have South Florida where the median price is $280 to $300, you know what? You got to have the bread and butter. Okay, so you got to pick your battles. Are you going to be a star in luxury? Are you going to be a star in what you're doing, you know, for the everyday looking to buy 180 to 300,000? I mean, I have two business cards. One's a logo. It's a Stanley Rosen Luxury Collection. It's a metal card. Okay. And I can text to you the picture so you can see what a beautiful card is. Costs about $8 a card. Okay. And then I have my everyday card. And the problem that I'm having is all these high-end brokerages that sell these luxuries, you're never going to see them in a $500,000 house or a $400,000 house or a $300,000 house. I'm not naming names because I refuse to do that to supersede, because it'll retract of me saying I want the best for everybody and I wish everybody great. But just think about it, Grant. If you work for a high-end luxury company, and you know the luxury companies, and you put, do you see them in a $300,000 or $400,000, $500,000 house? You don't. Not here in South Florida. You know, you see the big names in the millions and millions price house, and then the client is so clustered that a new agent can start at a high-end company and not know their proof of performance or know who they are because they just bought the company because the company's like McDonald's. Since you're born, your kids go, take me to McDonald's. And you know McDonald's doesn't have the best hamburgers. So, you know, it's the agent. It's not the company you work for. The company is just like it's a foundation to the start. You look at these people on the DBPR, they've been with 10 companies, 8 companies. What do they think? What are they doing? You look me up, one company. I put my back foot in the ground just like a baseball batter. And I swung and I keep swinging and I keep swinging because I am branding Stanley Rosen. And the Kais Company is my foundation to my success.
Love it, man.
They provide the box. I got to fill it.
Absolutely. You got some.
There's no company today. No company today, Grant. There is no company out there today that will tell you, guaranteed, signing on paper, you will make $100,000 this year. Nobody. If you don't go and get it, it ain't going to happen. And let me tell you something. I tell this to my team. If you want to paint your room, you go to Home Depot, you buy a brush, you buy the roller, you buy the tray, you buy the tape, and you buy the paint. If you go home and leave that bag or two bags in your garage, the room ain't going to paint itself. So I've established my group with all the possible material, all the possible tools that are required to be successful. But if you don't execute them and you don't activate them and you don't make them part of your life, it ain't going to happen by itself. It just ain't going to happen. And that's how it is.
Absolutely, brother.
There's
absolutely
no coach. Now, and this is a thing. You can coach someone till they're blue in the face. When they hang up that phone or they shut down the webinar or they shut down the website, what are they going to do next? Remember what I said in my conversation of a lot of different things. I work a day to a day and a half in advance. How's that? Time management. How's that? Organization. How's that? Delegate it to whomever you have to delegate it. If you're an individual, organize and time management. Because what happened to me in 2004 and 5, I got really sick because I wasn't sleeping, the excitement. It's called the dark side of a successful agent. You're making all this money, six figures monthly, but you're sick. You can't sleep. You got so many things on your mind that you can't even shut down. I went through that. I went through that. And I built my team so that I can make half of that, have a balanced life, and enjoy my family and be as healthy as possible. Because money isn't everything. Money buys you everything materialistically. But at the end of the day, it's very well proven, such as rich people as Steve Jobs had so much money, but his health took him. So the hardest thing in this industry, to all the people that are listening to this, from the bottom of my heart, try to find a balance. Aside that you need a supporting spouse to support the tedious work that is required to be successful in this industry, you need a supporting spouse. If she's not on board, it's not going to end well. You know why I say that? Because it didn't end well for me. I'm on my second marriage. How did I correct it? I married a realtor. You see?
That's good.
You learn.
That's good.
You learn. I married a successful agent that understands the nature of the beast.
So, Stanley, I hate to cut you off because I know you're on a roll, and I'm just kind of letting you talk because you're bringing a lot of fire to the table, but we're almost out of time. So I have one last question for you. If there's one thing I know about Mr. Stanley Rosen is that you absolutely hate Zillow. And so elaborate.
There's only one reason.
Elaborate. There's only one reason why. What is that reason?
I need to clarify that. There's one reason. I love Zillow. I dislike, because I use the word hate very, very little. So I'm going to say I dislike Zillow because I believe they are misleading the consumer by calling the wrong agent that might not know their stuff or answer the phone. And my face is on the listing as the listing agent, whether it's on the top or on the bottom. If that agent doesn't represent, it reflects Stanley Rosen. And I did mystery shopping with Zillow, and I saw it firsthand, and that's what caused my rant. I don't hate anyone, Grant. I just dislike the fact that they're deceiving the public by using my pictures, my aerials, my videos to an agent that paid, that could be a first-year agent and not know from Adam what he or she is talking about.
That's a good
That's
point.
Why I dislike.
That's a great
I don't
point.
Dislike them.
What?
Okay.
What?
I just want you to know, I protect the integrity of my team. And if they, you know what happens when that agent doesn't answer, Grant? I'll tell you because I went through it. You know, Stan, that agent, you have Catherine. horrible. Who's Catherine? No, I was on your page. I clicked contact agent. I figured it was one of your team members. She said she was a colleague of yours. I go, really? Yeah, she never called me back. She never informed me. So guess what? My reputation, my integrity, and my everything else is getting ruined by not paying $1,400 a month to have the lead income from that zip code, or $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. And people are paying up to $25,000 and $30,000 a month for that.
So how do you fix that? How do you combat that?
Listen, I can't combat anything. There's no president that's ever going to fix our world unless the people unite as whole. And if the National Association of Realtors and our board doesn't take care of that, then I don't know who can. I wasn't in there to bomb Zillow. I was in there to let them understand that there has to be a fairness. Till January 2018, it came right to me. Did you know that, Grant? This all changed in January. In January, when you hit contact agent, it came to me. Now they sell it off. So now it doesn't come to me. So now it's some Joe Blow that's paying their outrageous fees to get the lead, and they don't follow up. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't call back. They don't pick up their phone. No, Stanley Rosen, forget that team. He didn't return my call. That's what I experienced, and that's what caused the rant on social media about Zillow. That's what caused the rant.
I got you. Do you think
I don't hate?
Do you think that
I don't hate anybody?
I got that. Do you think that there's something that can be learned from Zillow? Do you think there's something an agent or a team or a brokerage can learn from Zillow, either from?
You know what? I would love to meet with Zillow, sit down, and tell them how great they are, but at the same time, they have areas that need to be fine-tuned. I think they're working on their Zestimate. They're doing better. They're not doing 100%, but they're doing better. But at the end of the day, it's like me. When I go get cars, you go to the Blue Book. People go to Zillow. So they rely on that. This is not a part to the consumer. This is just a deceivement to the consumer that they're not speaking to the agent that represents the property, that knows about the property, knows how to explain it, can tell you the ins and outs that another agent cannot tell you because they have no idea other from the remarks that they have on the MLS.
Right.
That's the problem. That's the problem. I would love the opportunity to sit down with Zillow and look them in the eyes and tell them how it is, how great their company, what they established, the conglomerate, the monster they are today, the Amazon of real estate. But they have to allow me. And I think it's only correct that the first right of refusal to every property you list, you have first right to buy those shares of the leads that come in.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be open to everybody. You worked it. I'm spending thousands of dollars. I just listed a house for 1.240. It's going into the system. I'm going to spend about $3,000. I did music video, that video, this, move it here, move it there. Do pamphlets, do this, do brokers open, parties, this, that. And then they go ahead. And for $1,400 a month, they sold the zip code, which is not a shared zip code because that costs $5,000 a month. And they never gave me the opportunity to buy. When I was the one that prepared the bed for them so that they can have the pictures, the videos, and everything to show the public. Let the agent have, Mr. Rosen, would you like to buy the leads that come in from 1234 Southwest 56th Avenue? It's going to cost you $1,500. Do you first dibs? I say no. You move on. Business as usual. Sell it to somebody else. I should have the right, and we should have the right as producing agents, and to me, everybody's a producing agent until they call themselves a non-producing agent. Every producing agent in this industry should have the first right of refusal to buy every property that goes into Zillow. Let Zillow make their money too. They deserve it. They built a great business, great platform. I don't hate, I dislike that part of their business.
I got you. Well, Stanley, I appreciate you, brother. I got, we're running out of time here. So I want to thank you for coming on and, you know, adding a ton of value. I've got pages of notes right here. So I really appreciate the content you shared today. And I know that our audience, our the agents and brokers and team leaders that listen to this, will appreciate it and agree with a lot of your sentiment, your feedback, your theories, your mindsets. You are an amazing, amazing, amazing individual, man. And I appreciate you so much for being willing to come on here and, you know, give us 50 minutes to talk about your success and the lessons you've gleaned over the last almost 20 years. So congratulations for the 20 year anniversary coming up. And again, man, I just appreciate you so much for being willing to share a lot of
Grant, anytime, everybody on this podcast, everybody that works with Grant. I met Grant not only through Facebook, but in person. Let me tell you, if we unite as one, we'll be better. I'm not better than anybody. I just want everybody to be the best. And just remember that, Grant. That's my theory. And I wish you great success in all you do. And everybody on the podcast, I wish you all great success and lots of sales. And you know what, Grant? If they're welcome to call me anytime. You know, my email is stanleyrosen@kies.com. If they have a question, I will answer it.
Awesome.
Because I believe that if we all unite, we will all ignite.
Absolutely. So we'll make sure, guys, that we link that email in the show notes. That way, if you want to contact Stanley, ask him questions, pick his brain, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you do so. Because as you heard here today, he will pour into you. And Stanley, again, just one last thanks, man. We really appreciate it. Hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And, you know,
thank you, Grant. And I wish you great success like always. And we'll continue. And whenever you need anything from me, I'm a phone call away. And we'll be in business soon.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.